what they did. Steve was a regular puppet, 3 shows a day. 1 in the morning, 1 in the evening, and a matinee. He hated the work and said he needed the pay, but the evil puppeteer wouldn't let him go anyway. And one day he saw Paul, a puppet just like him, but he had no hooks in his back and no strings, which Steve thought impossible. He shocked him to his very core, ran back and told the whole puppet town what he had saw. When he said what he'd seen, they laughed so hard they nearly split their spleen. Told him he's crazy, it must have been a dream. No such thing as a puppet without strings. What next? You gonna tell us a bird without wings? Well, Steve knew what he'd seen. He felt so embarrassed. He said, yeah, you're probably right, it was just my sight. Are you the puppet? Are you the puppeteer? Are you the puppet? Are you the puppeteer? Days turned to months, Steve gave it no more thought. Then, out of the blue, he saw Paul. But this time, he plucked up the courage and ran straight over. Said, excuse me mate, you got a minute, please wait. My name's Steve, I'm just a regular puppet. I slave for a puppeteer here and think nothing of it. Thought it was the only way till I saw you the other day. Even told my friends about you, they thought I was deranged. So please come to Puppet Town so they can all see. See, we'd love to be the same as you three, explain it to me. Paul responded, so calm when he spoke. If you've never seen a man free, how will you know? But no problem, I'll come to the town, that is no hassle. But warn the people, freedom is simple and it will not dazzle. Upon this news, the town gathered with bated breath. Whispers and rumors that buzz loud enough to make you deaf. Are you the puppet? Are you the puppeteer? Gathered in the main square, silent as death, as Paul took the podium and began his address. Dear people posing as puppets, I hear you would like to know how one attains freedom. First, please know, truth is very simple and freedom will not dazzle you. But if you want to be free, all you have to do is unhook yourself. You can all reach your own backs, take a look yourself. The crowd paused as if it was a disaster. Everybody just burst into laughter. Someone said, don't you think that we would've already unhooked ourselves if we possibly could've? Even Steve never looked at his back, he just laughed too. But if they don't laugh, it isn't the truth. So dear puppets of the world, please lend me your ear, and don't forget to check your backs for the hooks of your puppeteer.